From the sands of the Arabian desert rises the tallest man-made structure on Earth. A city in the sky, nearly half a kilometer tall. The Burj Dubai is the pinnacle of skyscraper engineering. It owes its success to seven key inventions. We have lined up seven landmark buildings, historic giants of the skyscraper world. At the heart of each one lies a major technological innovation that allowed engineers to reach ever taller into the sky. One by one, traveling up the scale, we'll reveal the incredible stories behind these structures and the inventions that have driven them higher. Seven ingenious leaps forward that have enabled skyscrapers to evolve from big to bigger into the world's biggest. Dubai is the fastest growing city in the world. An army of cranes and laborers work around the clock to turn the city into a place that the whole world will look up to. The centerpiece in the grand plan is the Burj Dubai, the tallest skyscraper in the world. To understand how the Burj Dubai can be this tall, we need to go back in time and look at how skyscrapers began. The first breakthrough happened in the 19th century with a building that was only 43 meters tall. The builders of the Equitable Life Building in New York realized that before buildings could reach taller, they had to find a way to make people climb higher. The first big obstacle to skyscrapers was the stair.
People weren't willing to walk up lots of flights of stairs. Stairs in old office buildings were long, they were very dark, and people weren't willing to climb stairs more than to the second or the third floor. And if you were a lawyer, and you were looking for clients, and you were on the fifth floor, you were undoubtedly going to lose clients because they didn't want to come up to your office. By the time you reached the sixth floor, seventh floor, you're incredibly winded. That's it for me.
There was an obvious solution to the problem. The elevator. But early elevators had one deadly fault. Nothing stopped them from falling if the rope broke. But then a mechanic from Vermont invented a device that could stop a falling elevator almost instantly. In 1854, Elisha Graves Otis demonstrated his invention at the World's Fair in New York. He stands on a platform high up in the air, apparently held only by a rope.
All right, Stan, be gentle with me.
Then Otis told his gasping audience that the rope was about to be cut.
Stan, cut the rope.
And at the end of that cutting of the rope, he reportedly took off his top hat, bowed to the audience and said, "All safe, gentlemen, all safe."
This was the world's first fully automated safety elevator. It was a simple yet very clever invention. The critical element, the elevator rope, was secured with a powerful wagon spring mounted on top of the cab. This spring connected to a set of metal prongs on either side of the elevator. The prongs ran along guide rails fitted with a row of teeth. When the rope broke, it triggered a chain of events. The spring relaxed and forced the metal prongs into the teeth, locking the cab in place. This was a true engineering breakthrough. The elevator completely transformed the urban landscape. And it all started in 1870 on a busy street corner in downtown New York.
This corner was the site of the Equitable Life Assurance Company's headquarters, a building of extraordinary significance because it was the first office building with an elevator. And without an elevator, the skyscraper would be impossible.
The building standing here today is the new Equitable Life headquarters. It has replaced the old Equitable Life building, which was not a skyscraper as we know it.
It didn't scrape the sky, it didn't soar up, but it changed the notion of what an office building could be.
Before the Equitable Life, the lower floors of a building were the most desirable. But the elevator completely reversed the economics of real estate.
Equitable understood that the upper floors now, which received light and air and were away from the noise of traffic, would be the most valuable spaces in the building. So what did they do? They occupied the lowest stories in the building, and they rented out at the highest rents possible the upper floors of the building. So it's the whole idea of a skyscraper with high rents and views and light and air on the upper floors, which we still deal with today, that was invented at the Equitable Building.
The Bourge Dubai takes the idea of the elevator to the extreme. Equitable Life had 7.5 stories. The Bourge Dubai has over 160, a height that stretches elevator technology to its absolute limit. The Bourge Dubai will be able to accommodate 35,000 people. Getting a population the size of a small town in and out of the building is the ultimate challenge for the elevators. To cope with the numbers, the Bourge Dubai has 53 different elevators. Some reach over 35 kilometers an hour and climb 120 floors in under 50 seconds. The biggest lifts carry up to 46 passengers. Stopping such a speeding juggernaut in an emergency is a titanic challenge.
We're now talking 30 tons, 40 tons, 50 tons of moving mass. What happens to an elevator brake system is the equivalent of driving an 18-wheel truck off a cliff and stopping it in midair.